This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will come to an end this evening. Political heavyweights are on a marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies to garner support for their party candidates. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies in 6 states and union territories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed two rallies in Haryana today in favour of BJP candidates. Mrs. Banto Kataria, wife of former Union Minister Ratan Lal Kataria, is BJP candidate from Ambala, while Mohan Lal Badoli is contesting from Sonipat. The polling in Haryana will be held on 25th May. Prime Minister will address on election rally at Gonda in the national capital at 6:30 p.m. today, while Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will kick-start their election campaign in Delhi from today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh said that prominent economists and financial firms worldwide have acknowledged the initiatives launched by the Modi government that have helped in lifting 25 crore people out of poverty over the past 10 years. He was speaking at a political rally in favour of a party candidate in Basti district of Uttar Pradesh today. Mr. Singh emphasised that the BJP has never played politics by misleading the public. Instead, it has always faced the people directly and honestly. The perception of India has changed worldwide. Leaders of all nations are now saying that the 21st century belongs to India. Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting in Jhansi today. Mr. Shah said that BJP has already crossed 270 seats after the fourth phase and is heading towards the 300 mark after the fifth phase of election in the country. Mr. Shah accused Congress and the INDI alliance of being a family-centric coalition, only thinking about their families. He mentioned after a 70-year wait, Prime Minister Narendra Modi performed the pran pratishtha of the Ram Mandir in Ayodhya. Mr. Shah criticized Congress, saying they claimed the pran pratishtha was not done properly. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today accused Prime Minister Narendra Modi of inciting people and dividing society through his election speeches. While addressing a press conference of the India bloc in Mumbai, Mr. Kharge alleged that the Mahayuti government in the state was formed on the basis of betrayal and conspiracy. Speaking at the press conference, NCP-SP Chief Sarath Pawar said that BJP is floating false narratives like associating the INDI alliance with Pakistan to divert people's attention from relevant issues like unemployment. The Aam Aadmi Party today alleged that the Swati Maliwal assault case is a BJP conspiracy. Addressing the media in New Delhi, senior party leader and Delhi Minister Atisi said Anti-Corruption Bureau has filed a case against Swati Maliwal in the illegal recruitment of contractual employees in Delhi Commission for Women, and BJP is using it to conspire against AAP. Meanwhile, BJP has denied the allegations. Party national spokesperson Sehjad Poonawala said that it has become Aam Aadmi Party's idea and etiquette to indulge in this kind of modus operandi. He also alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party is deeply engaged in corruption, misconduct and disinformation, and it is defending the accused after having accepted the incident partially before. India Today advised students in Kyrgyzstan's Bishkek to stay indoors following the reports of more violence targeting international students. Assuring the welfare of Indian students in Bishkek, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said the situation is being monitored and it is reportedly calm now. He advised the students to stay in regular touch with the embassy. The Embassy of India in Kyrgyzstan released 24/7 emergency contact number 055-571-0041 for students. Bishkek has been witnessing severe violence over the last few days, with four Pakistani students killed and many injured. Indian Meteorological Department has said that heavy rain will continue to less Kerala in coming days. Orange alert has been issued in Palakkad and Malappuram districts and yellow alert in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Pathanamthitta, Alappuzha, Idukki, Kazhikode and Wayanad districts. Due to the possibility of strong winds and bad weather, fish folks have been warned against venturing into the sea in Kerala coast. alert has also been issued for hilly regions of the state. That's all in this bulletin. Namaskar.